Addiction for Karen Romine, R-O-M-I-N-E, October 2141. Address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 4665956. Dear Dr. Ernest, consultation, Mrs. Romine Karen, who has advanced renal failure, comes accompanied with her daughter. She has extensive ischemic cardiomyopathy with prior 7 stents. In the recent past, a 3-vessel bypass surgery. Altogether between hospital admission to Covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, Saginaw, and recovery at Mary Free Beth, was there for about a month and a half. She's been told in the hospital she has advanced renal failure and she's facing the need for dialysis. He has chronic memory issues from prior stroke, but also the prolonged hospital admission and bypass surgery. She has lost 20 pounds, appetite is down, 2-3 meals a day. She lives alone, does her own cooking, is still driving, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux, minor constipation on treatment, no bleeding. There is nocturia every 2 hours. She wears padding for incontinence, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Doesn't believe Valium has decreased. Presently no edema, denies claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes or ulcers, denies recent chest pain palpitation, denies the use of oxygen inhalers, no orthopnea PND, minor bruises of the skin, no skin rash, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums, mobility restricted. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, elevated cholesterol, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, prior complications, cardiac cath with rupture of the artery, pericardial tamponade, pericardiocentesis, and coronary artery stenting. At the time of bypass surgery, left atrial appendage ligation was done, as well as MACE procedure. Memory issues, hypothyroidism, macular degeneration, glaucoma, esophageal reflux. No documented retinopathy or neuropathy. They are not aware of peripheral vascular disease. They denied the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. They denied chronic liver disease. No kidney stones, gout. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. Has received blood transfusion at the time of bypass surgery. Prior stroke with memory issues, but no focal deficits. Next paragraph, procedures including altogether 7 coronary artery stents, the 3-vessel bypass surgery, the ligation of the appendix, MACE procedure, pericardial tenthesis, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries for benign condition. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, never smoke, minimal alcohol as a young person. Next paragraph, mother was on dialysis. She was my patient. Next paragraph, present medications, amiodarone, aspirin, Bumex, iron replacement, long-acting insulin, metoprolol, vitamins, Crestor, denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, present weight 176, at home 170, blood pressure 130/62 on the right, 120/68 on the left. Mild decrease here in normal speech, some memory issues, small pupils but reactive, has her own teeth, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruit JVD, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no gallop, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness. I did not hear abdominal bruit. Pulses, brachial, bilateral, fair, wrist decrease, some cyanosis of the hands, decreased popliteal dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, some cyanosis of the toes, no ulcers, no major edema, prior fracture and surgery on the right wrist after a fall many years back. It apparently still has hardware. Next paragraph, recent kidney ultrasound, small kidneys, 8.6 on the right, 8.2 on the left, without obstruction, no reported urinary retention. Most recent echocardiogram is October. Ejection fraction improved to 40-45%. No major valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, I review notes, cardiology, Dr. Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from November. Anemia 11.1, normal white blood cell, platelet count, creatinine 3.2, GFR 14, stage 5, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium phosphorus, ferritin iron saturation normal, no evidence of monoclonal protein. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. However, albumin creatinine ratio elevated at 513. Recent thyroid studies normal. Six months ago, creatinine 1.4 with a GFR 37. A year ago, 1.341. 2 years ago, 1.2, between 43 to 48. 3 years ago, normal at 0.8, 0.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease associated to bilateral small kidneys and evidence of extensive vascular disease, atherosclerosis, with bilateral small kidneys, given the extensive coronary artery disease and procedures, nephrosclerosis, plus minus renal artery stenosis, high in the differential diagnosis, given the absence of activity in the urine for blood protein or cells, no evidence for glomerulonephritis or vasculitis, no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. She does have ischemic cardiomyopathy, but clinically stable. This is unlikely to be reversible. We need to prepare for dialysis. She has experience of that. Mother was on dialysis. She, however, was impressed by the poor quality of life of her mother. We discussed the different options from no dialysis, at-home dialysis, hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula. She lives alone, and I'm concerned about some memory issues. She might not be able to learn how to do dialysis at home safely. At the same time, patient and family understands that home dialysis will be a better option given her heart issues and probably providing better quality of life. We are sending her for an urgent dialysis class, an AV fistula. She's going to do chemistries every 2 weeks or so. We will monitor anemia for EPO treatment. Presently, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. Presently, normal acid base, normal nutrition, normal electrolyte. We will see her back on the next 6 to 8 weeks or early as needed. End of dictation.